Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, all saints from branch churches and the local sanctuaries, GCN viewers and all children of God who attended this worship online, this is the 68th lecture on Genesis. Now we begin Genesis chapter 3. Chapter 3 describes the details of the sin that Adam and Eve committed and its result. Verses 1 to 6 describe how Adam and Eve were deceived and ate from the tree of the knowledge of God, good and evil. Verses 7 to 13 describes God's fortification. Verses 14 to 21 describes the judgment and the love of God. And verses 22 to 24 describes how Adam and Eve were driven out to the earth. Adam and Eve leave the Garden of Eden, which was surrounded by the light. How could they be deceived by Satan? Let me break it down how Satan used his method to deceive Adam into eating the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It's spiritually beneficial to know the devil's approach and the words and the phrases he uses when attempting to deceive. Satan has led people into the sin with the same methods throughout the ages. He uses the same method to deceive you, using various methods to deceive you. Genesis chapter 3, 1 to 6 describes the classic method of the Satan to deceive the people. I urge you to understand these verses well and remember them. If you know your enemy and yourself, you can win every battle. It means that you will win every battle you fight if you will correctly understand the enemy's state and the circumstances as well as your own. I hope that you will see through Satan's deceit when Satan's tried to deceive you and that you can quickly reject it. You don't have a time to repeat the process of falling into Satan's temptation and escaping from it. I urge you to stand firm, therefore, having guarded your loins with the truth. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may strongly march on only towards the Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters, Genesis chapter 3, 1 says, Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. It doesn't mean that serpent was the only crafty beast. It means that there were other crafty beasts. And the serpent was the craftiest among them. To be crafty is to be sly and cunning. A crafty man is good at using bad tricks or flattering with lies for his benefit. Among the species of the animals, there are some that have such a crafty natures. Let me illustrate it. A few examples. A fox is frequently mentioned in fables as an animal that is full of tricks. The reason is because the fox always makes more than two entrances to its burrow. Badgers, bears, and tigers also live in their own burrow, but they've only one entrance to it. So it is easy to spot whether they are in or out. A burrow of a fox, however, has many entrances, and it makes it difficult to know whether the fox is in or out. Scars its eggs or little chicks of the other birds. Because of these eating habits, they are called the thief seagull. Hyenas are also well known for eating while other beasts have hunted and killed. Hyenas eat carrion and sometimes steal or snatches meat from lions.
아니면 빼앗아가기도 하고요. 벚꽃이는 나무 둥지에
The cuckoo is a representative bird with a habit of secretly laying eggs in other birds' nests and leaving them there.
나무 둥지에다가 이렇게 낳는단 말이에요. 맡깁니다.
This is how they lay their eggs in other people's, other birds' nests. So they look for a nest where other birds laid eggs. When other birds are absent, they abandon the existing eggs and place their own eggs there. And then they fly off and don't care for their eggs any longer. They let other birds incubate the eggs and raise their chicks. The eggs of a cuckoo hatch before the other eggs in the nest. The cuckoo's chicks push out the other eggs or other little chicks out of the nest. The cuckoo's chicks do such evil acts by instincts to occupy the whole nest and to get rid of their rivals. Likewise, there are some animals that have a crafty nature by instinct, and the Bible says that the serpent is the craftiest. By the way, the original look of the serpent that God created was a whole lot different from what we know now. The serpent originally had the legs. As it was later cursed, the legs disappeared and they came to go on its belly. In addition, the skin of the serpent was originally very smooth and radiant. Of course, there are many colorful serpents, but they don't look beautiful. The color of the serpent was originally pure and splendid. The overall long body was smooth, soft, and had a brilliant shine, so the viewer could feel that this is truly beautiful. For example, what about the silk scarf that ladies favor? It's soft and long, and it has beautiful patterns and colors. Wrapping it around your neck feels good, keeps you warm, and looks very stylish. The original look of the serpent was very similar to this, and so Adam and Eve thought the serpent was beautiful. Eve especially kept it close to her. It was this serpent that deceived Eve. Now, why did God make the serpent crafty and become a Satan's instrument? Didn't God know the serpent would be instigated by the Satan to deceive Eve? Of course, he knew it. Then why did God allow the crafty serpent to remain in the Garden of Eden? It's similar to his reason for placing the tree of the knowledge of God, good and evil. Even though God knew Adam and Eve would eventually eat from the tree, he still put the tree in the Garden of Eden. It was God's deep providence to acquire true children of God. However, it doesn't mean that God intentionally led Adam and Eve to eat from it in order to accomplish his providence. Instead, he warned them, "If you eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die." However, he didn't keep them from eating from it by force. He left it onto the free will of Adam and Eve. The same principle was applied as God made the serpent change it to become a crafty when he created it. Through the dinosaur incident, you learn that even dinosaurs created from the soil of the Garden of Eden can change. Their small envy continued to be accepted by Satan's thought, and it was transformed into the jealousy and the great evil. Therefore, whenever you see something and feel jealousy or envious, you must immediately reject it. You must acknowledge and eliminate such evil traits within yourself. Otherwise, they will grow and become a problem. The serpent that deceived Eve, however, was created from the ground of the earth. When God brought Adam into the Garden of Eden, He also brought some of the animals He had created from the dust of the earth. And the serpent was among them. Do you remember that the basic constituents of all the plants and animals are ground and water? Yes, it's ground and water. However, the soil that created the snake contains many ingredients that can easily make it cunning when in contact with the dark forces. The ground tends to change depending on what it is mixed with. Farmers know it well. As you farm the ground, the soil becomes acidic. Farmer says the soil loses its energy. To neutralize the soil, they may use a lime, or they mix it with other fertile soil. Usually in winter, you can see farmers bringing soil from the mountains and mixing it to their fields. A diligent farmer spends a winter mixing this rich soil into his rice paddies. A lazy farmer, when there's no work in the winter, gambles away his entire year's savings. Isn't gambling just like trying to steal someone else's money, right? Instead of honestly saving their own money, they covet other people's money. There are people like this even within the church. It's because the ingredients of the soil affect the plants that are grown in the soil. For example, the sweetness and the firmness of the sweet potatoes vary depending on the soil in which they are grown. In some soils, the sweet potatoes are sweet and firm, while in others they are moist and soft. Do you know the different type of the sweet potatoes? The sweet potatoes in a former cases taste like chestnuts, and in the latter cases are very tender and juicy. So if you plant the sweet potatoes in a very fertile field, they will become a sweet and juicy. And if you plant them in poor soil, they will become a firm like a chestnut. Peanuts grow well in sandy fields where water drains well. That's why they are sown in sandy fields. In addition, depending on the components of the ground, the characteristics of a bowl made from the ground also change. Let's say you make two kinds of bowls with two kinds of ground. Soil A is sticky and has a strong viscosity, while soil B has a weak viscosity. If you make two bowls, and one from each of the types of ground using the same method, which one is the stronger? Of course, it is a bowl made of the first ground. Even if the same impact is applied, bowl A may remain intact, but bowl B may break. The B bowl was not made weak on purpose, but the clay, the raw material, had a weak viscosity, making it easy to break. So when a potter wants to make a good porcelain, he carefully selects the raw materials, the clay. Goryeo celadon and the Joseon white porcelain were not made from just any clay. In the same way, the ground used to create the serpent had some which could make it easily become crafty. From the perspective of the serpent, it might sound unfair. However, the fact is not so. If this attribute were to have made contact with the forces of the light, it could have developed into the being wise. In fact, the serpent acted wisely in the Garden of Eden, and it was loved by the Eve for a long period of time. Dear brothers and sisters, among the forefathers of faith, there's one who was originally very crafty but changed after refinement. It's Jacob. Jacob purchased the right of the firstborn with a bowl of the lentil stew from his twin brother Esau. He also deceived his father Isaac and received the prayer of the blessing meant for Esau. There's a similar figure in our country's history, the youngest sister of General Kim Yoo-jin. The older sister had a good dream, but she didn't know it was a good dream. Her younger sister heard it and said it was a really, really good dream. So the younger sister gave her older sister beautiful silk and bought her the dream. So she eventually got married with a Kim Chun-chu who unified the Silla and became the queen. The dream of a blessing should not be sold like that. It's because the blessing passes to the person who bought it. Then Isaac said in Genesis chapter 27, 35, "Your brother came with a craftiness and took your blessing." Isaac was so hungry. Esau was so hungry that he sold his blessing for a bowl of the red bean porridge, but later complained. Along with such a craftiness, however, Jacob also had an upright heart. Then God refined Jacob to remove the crafty attributes from him. To become more and more humble, Jacob lived in the house of his uncle Laban for 20 years. Eventually, God made him completely humble by the Jabbok River. Jacob realized that he needed God to protect his wealth, his family, and even his own life, which he had accumulated through 20 years of wisdom. As it resulted, Jacob became like a worm, as mentioned in the Isaiah chapter 41, 14. It would be a blessing if our elders could become like an earthworm. Jacob's. When you enter the spirit world, you become just like a Jacob, a worm. All your pride and arrogance is shattered and gone. Earthworms don't have bones, do they? They're so soft that if they step on them, they just wiggle. This is what it means that Jacob changed after 20 years of the training. So God called him, "Jacob, you worm." If we took break free from all this arrogance, deceit, and pride, we will enter the spirits, then God will call you, "My beloved son and daughter." God chose such a Jacob and made him in a progenitor of the Israelites, and his 12 sons become the 12 tribes of Israel. As a crafty Jacob changed into the spirit, he came to play an important role in accomplishing the providence of God. In a spiritual sense, the crafty attributes and that was a wisdom are pretty much on the same page. If a crafty man comes into the spirit, he can show wisdom more outstandingly. Such a change cannot be achieved through the man's effort alone. It can take place only when refined like Jacob. Proverbs chapter 17:3 says, "The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests hearts." Why should our hearts be refined? It's to cast away the evil, falsehood, and the fleshly thoughts within us. Our hearts are transformed into the spiritual ones, into good ones, into love, gentleness, and other virtues. Then we will resemble our Lord and God the Father. And we will become the people of the Spirit. God allows us trials to humble people who consider themselves wise. God has us abandon the idea that we can do it with our own wisdom and the strength and humble ourselves before God. Therefore, we must first deny ourselves and humble ourselves thoroughly before God. True wisdom must come from above, from God. To receive it, we must deny ourselves and humble ourselves completely. Yet many fail to do this. How blessed would it be to deny ourselves, humble ourselves, and receive God's love, acceptance, and response? No matter how well you do, no matter how hard you try, there are limits. But when God gives, there are no limits. It's infinite. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 18 to 20 says, "Let no one deceive himself." Are you deceiving yourselves? Those who think themselves wise are deceiving themselves. As 1 Corinthians says, chapter 3:18, "Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you think that he is wise at this age, he must become foolish so that he may become wise." Also it says, "For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it's written, he catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are fertile." If you know this meaning deeply, you will not be truly wise, but rather foolish. If you completely empty yourself before God and prepare a clean heart vessel, God will give you true wisdom from above. It's the wisdom to be able to see through and deal with the scheme of enemy devil and Satan. And it's the wisdom to pursue the peace with all men, to do the work of God, and to give glory to God. I hope that you will long for such a true wisdom as this. Dear brothers and sisters, in the Garden of Eden, the serpents behaved so wisely that it was greatly loved by Eve. It was quicker to read the face of Eve than other animals, and it did the things that could please her. Eve was pleased with the serpent, and she treated it as an intimate friend. Therefore, the serpent could stay in a close to Eve, and it was the source of the trouble. Satan used the serpent to deceive Eve because the serpent was close to Eve. If the serpent has not had such a friendship with Eve, Satan would not have incited the serpent. However, the serpent was very close to Eve, and it was very crafty as well. To the eyes of Satan, the serpent was a better suited instrument than any other. You should understand something at this point. First of all, you should look around what kind of people are near you. You need to carefully consider the people around you, your friends, your family, and your colleagues. Do you have a people close to you who compliment you and say nice things to you? Don't you avoid those who offer advice and counsel? God's people should not surround themselves with cunning people. You will eventually be deceived. You will be deluded. History clearly says that there were always crafty and flattering people near tyrants. People who only say nice king to hear should be watched out for rather than approached. If you listen to and believe what they say, you may be blinded and defended. Proverbs chapter 29:5 says, "A man who flatters his neighboring is spreading a net for his steps." If someone speaks such a word in your ears, he may spread a net for your steps to make you fall down. Then the result may be just as what Proverbs chapter 26:28 writes, which reads, "A flattering mouth works ruin." However, if you let go of pride and the selfish motives in your heart, you can discern whether their saying is a flattery or sincere. You will not become arrogant either, even when you are praised. Even when you are praised after you manage your job well, you will give all glory to God. To accomplish this hurt, you prefer to be admonished or have things pointed out instead of praises. People who don't like to be advised or criticized don't progress. Their thoughts and frames don't break down. They have a hard time going to the Spirit. I also try to advise them sometimes when I really need to, but they don't listen to and don't keep it in mind. If I had more time or they were with me, I would have opportunity to advise them, but I don't have time. Even if I give them advice while I'm busy, they do not listen and do not change. Proverbs chapter 27:5 says, "Better is open rebuke than love that is concealed." Also, Proverbs chapter 29:15 says, "The rod and the reproof give wisdom." Therefore, if there is someone around you who points out and advises you, you should truly be thankful to that person. One more thing to realize through the snake is that Satan seeks out the targets that are easy to come into contact with and are evil. Satan knew that the serpent could become very crafty once it received the evil. And so Satan kept on sending the evil wave signal to the serpent. The serpent that was greatly loved by the Eve eventually received the signal of Satan, and its crafty attribute was revealed even more strongly. Once it made a contact with the Satan, it becomes a Satan's instrument that obeyed the voice of a Satan as it heard. Even today, Satan still sends out the wave signal of untruth into the air. The untruth in the heart of the man acts like an antenna that receives the signal of a Satan. Satan knows what attribute is the strongest among the many untruths in the heart of the man. Satan correctly figures out whether the man is full of lies, greed, empty, conceit, jealousy, or lust. There so that Satan can make a contact there properly. So each person is thrown the bait of the untruth that is most likely to be accepted. Look at those who living in this world say, oh, I was scammed. I was deceived. I suffer a lot of losses. Look at their own nature. Because of the evil mind of greed and wanting to take more of what is not theirs, they ended up being deluded. If your heart is pure and free from the selfish desire, there's no reason to be deceived or fooled. Those who are spiritually awake recognize the lure of Satan. They rejected any fleshly thoughts. And they do not believe rumors they hear from third parties. Let's say your heart is deceitful. Then your focus on hear those who are deceitful. You will hear and expose to deceitful words from others. However, the world is full of lies. Someone might lie, something might not be true, or there are many things that seem plausible. If you harbor a guilt in your heart, you will believe such words and lies. In fact, many rumors you hear are unreliable. However, those who are awake discern the truth, no matter how plausible it may seem or sound. Those who are not are unaware of the devil's bait and are ensnared. They accept the fleshly thought, judge and condemn, and become jealous and envious. Some people who consider themselves wise while being deceived by others are good at judging others. Judging or thinking badly about something leads to condemnation and blame. Because they think they are wise themselves, they freely condemn things that are not true, believing that their judgments are correct, completely excluding the possibility that their judgment may be wrong. In the end, their wrong judgment leads to misunderstandings, hatred, emotional conflicts, and breaking the peace. This happens even between the couples and the families. Selfish motives and greed blind their eyes and deafen their ears, and so they walk the path of sinners. Therefore, the children of God should be spiritually awakened all the time. To make it possible, they should not cease praying. Our Jesus said in Luke chapter 22, 46, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not enter into temptation." If you stop praying, you will gradually lose your discernment. reception of the antenna that picks up the voice of the Holy Spirit will become weak, while on the other hand, the reception of the antenna that received the signal of Satan becomes strong. Therefore, I urge you to devote yourself to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of the thanksgiving. I hope that you can quickly discern and reject the deceptions of Satan, no matter how Satan tries to deceive you with crafty words. Furthermore, I wish you can reach the level in which you can grasp the schemes of Satan before they take effect and destroy them. Without evil thought like selfishness and greed, it's difficult to be deceived by Satan. Ultimately, it's because you harbor untruth, evil intentions that Satan tempts you to fall, tripling you up and causing us to stumble. Let me include it, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. In this lecture, I explained the first half of the Genesis chapter 3:1. I told you about the reason why God led the crafty serpent into the Garden of Eden. Just as God placed the tree of the knowledge of good and evil for human cultivation, the serpent was also necessary for human cultivation. The serpent was not created as a crafty being from the beginning. It had an attribute which could easily change it through the contact with the darkness. On the other hand, in forces of the light, this attribute could develop the thinking wisely. Through the relationship between the serpent and Eve, I told you what kind of a person you should be close to. I also urge you to devote yourself to prayer and keep alert in it spiritually. James chapter 4:8 says, "Draw near to God and He will draw near to you." Draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. Because you distance yourself from God, He remains distant. Draw near to Him, and God will draw near to you. Through prayer, you can draw near to God, and you can feel the heart of God through the Bible. May you become close to God in all ways as you long for God the Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.